Hi, and welcome to the Be More podcast. I'm your host, Jen Rotman. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode where I'll be sharing with you my discoveries on how to feel more beautiful, powerful, and confident by connecting with your feminine energy. And most importantly, to have some fun along the way. I'm very excited for this episode where we'll be talking about how to feel confident and beautiful in your body, because let's be honest, that's what we all want, right? And especially for us as women, because that is really what the feminine energy is about. It's about wanting to be seen and wanting to be beautiful and wanting to be playful and wanting to, share more love, joy, and beauty in the world. But, if we want to create more of that in the world, we always have to start with ourselves, first. And I think we all, consciously or not, we all have this, yearning and this feeling of like, there's more that we want to, create, and there's more we want to be. But like I said, if we don't build that right foundation, which is really resting on that we feel confident and beautiful as we are, as we are, right? Exactly as we are in the moment, we can't really come from that place of love and, and joy to other people and helping people at the fullest potential that we're really, capable of. It really always has to start from the inside out. And I know this, from my own experiences and especially all the mistakes that I've made so far. Because, I know so much for myself, right? The times when I've, not felt beautiful, beautiful, confident enough, that's when I've, not gone up and, talked to the guy that I really think is cute, or acted in, really ways that later I, regretted. Or, even when I first started, putting myself out there more on social media, when I wanted to create a, a personal brand and put more content out there because I really wanted to talk about, things that are really important to me, like I'm doing today. It took me so long to get to this place, right? Because I had so much internal conflict about not really feeling confident, not really feeling beautiful. And like I said, I wasn't even aware of a lot of that. So it took me a long time to figure all those things out. And I know from my own experience the difference. And, it's just like literally like a completely different life. So I'm so excited today to, really be able to share with you guys some real practical tools that I'm going to give you that you can start making this change, as of today, right? And they've already been tested because, like I said, I've tested these out. I've been the guinea pig for you guys, so I know that this stuff works. So, what we want to really, figure out is how can we start feeling, more confident, beautiful in your body no matter what? And, we talked about this in the last episode because it doesn't matter what you actually look like, right? We all have a different story that we tell each other, tell ourselves, but basically it's always the same lie. Like, we all believe the same lie that somehow we are not beautiful or good enough or smart enough or whatever enough, as we are, and that there's something, missing, or that we have to achieve something first, or that we have to get the approval from other people. And, if you haven't listened to the last episode, do go back and listen to it because my episodes always go in twos. So, go back and look, because it's really important to understand where these lies come from. And also, we already took that very first step into changing. And, for this episode, we're going to take those next few steps. So I'm really excited about that, because here's the thing, like I said, I've, literally for last 3 years have intensely, worked on myself, like really deeply, because I had some real crisis moments in my life. Like I said, I've built a lot of success, very young on all outward. And, it had to kind of all crumble and collapse for me to do some deep inner work. Now, except it's taken me a long time to figure a lot of these things out, and we all have our own journeys, and that's totally fine. But I'm really grateful that I get to share with you guys definitely some shortcuts. For those of you who are able to take the shortcuts, I want to share with you some of the mistakes that I made, because we can make this kind of transformation and making changes to ourselves super difficult and complex and overwhelming for ourselves if we want. I definitely did. And the more I've actually, keep practicing new things, the more I realize how easy it actually is, right? Because it actually is really as simple as just making a new choice. If, you've been beating yourself up and you have low confidence and you don't think you're beautiful right now, the only thing that's standing in the way of actually feeling super confident, feeling super beautiful in your body, is actually you just making a new choice. And I know that sounds, it's very resisting to our own egos, right, to say that, because our ego wants to be like, no, there's so much wrong with me. I can't just be as simple as making a new choice. But it really is. And that's really that step that we're going to take today, right? The first step that we need to do is a kind of internal, you know, change. And that is literally, we're just going to install a new belief. The way I always like to think of this is, you know, like my dad's a IT programmer, and I don't know anything about IT and programming, but I do understand the basic concept of it, right? Like the basic concept of programming is, you know, in a computer program, it's the code, right? The code determines what program's going to run and how the program's going to run. So if something's really wrong with the program, you have to go back and rewrite the code. And it's the same with us as our minds, right? Like it's simply a matter of going back to our minds and our beliefs and go, oh, how interesting. You know, this is what we did in the last episode. Here's a belief that I believe I'm not beautiful enough. And we've told ourselves all these kind of fun stories, but I don't really think this is a great belief. It doesn't really help me in getting what I want. Let me just, you know, press the delete button here, right? And let me create a new belief. And that's literally what we're going to do right now. Like I said, the first step we already did in the last episode, you know, by accepting ourselves exactly as we are in the moment and recognizing, you know, the lies and the mistakes that we've made in the past. And, you know, now we're just going to make a new choice and we're going to reinstall a belief that's way more empowering for us. That's actually going to be aligned with what we actually want out of life. And that new belief is simply, I feel confident and I feel beautiful being me just as I am. Okay. So this is your new belief. And the way you install this into yourself is literally by just repetition. The more you repeat this to yourself, the more it's going to get installed. Now, you can obviously change the wording, okay? If you want to be more sassy, you know, you can call it, you know, use it, I'm amazing and I kick ass, right? Like that feels better to you. Change it, make it your own, you know, use your own words. The idea is at the end of the day, what you really want is a feeling. If I say to myself, I feel confident and beautiful being me just as I am, it makes me feel confident and it makes me feel beautiful. I get that real sensation. Like even as I'm talking to you right now, the more I repeat it, the more I feel it. And that's what it's really about. So, you know, like I said, change it to whatever you want. Also, if you know, and this is something I had to do at the very beginning when, you know, if we really have a lot of insecurities in ourselves and we really haven't done any work on self-love like I had, and I really had a lot of issues with myself, it's not as easy. You know, our ego is so big that if you say I feel beautiful and confident just being me, you literally will instantly hear your ego like, that's not true. And it doesn't feel like, you can't get that feeling because it just is so far removed from what you're currently believing. So if that's the case, I've got a great little workaround for you, and that is simply, you know, you simply say, I am willing to be confident and beautiful as I am. That's all you need, is just willing, because that's what I mean. Like, you know, these tools will work as much as you make the choice. Because as you're saying that, right, in the moment, like as you're saying, I'm willing to feel confident and beautiful, you're making consciously that choice and you're literally programming it in to your mind. And the beautiful thing is, you don't even need to fully believe that this stuff works. You just need to try it and it will, you know, like I said, use it as an experiment. See it for yourself. The results will speak words on this one. So get started with the internal change that we're going to make. It's literally just creating this new belief. And if you want some more extra help on how do we install new beliefs, I would highly recommend go and get my free training, the Inner Confidence Training, because in it, I walk you through in a lot more detail. We create a power statement together, and it's the same kind of thing, right? Like what I go through there, you can use exactly for what we're doing here as well. And I send you, you know, a few different emails with different variations of how you can use. Like I do them in fun, simple ways, right? So you don't need any extra time. You can use it in the ways that you're already doing at the moment. But if you just want a bit of inspiration and how do you exactly apply this and how do I repeat this to myself every single day and how do I, you know, kind of basically do the push-ups, that's the best place to go. But this is only one part of it, right? Like, so one part of it is really creating this new belief, which is I feel confident and beautiful being me just as I am. Now, I like to really, like I said, everything is internal. So this is the most important part. But I found the best results I actually get is by, you know, combining some internal work with some out physical work, if you want to think of that. So the internal work is really about reprogramming our minds on the conscious level, on a spiritual level, whichever, you know, way, you know, sounds best to you. And the other part is really like working with our bodies, like our physical bodies in this physical world that we live in. And like I said, I always like making things really simple and fun for you guys. So here's one that I've used a lot myself, and it works really, really well. And it takes no extra time, which I know is always everyone's concern. How am I going to do this stuff? I don't have the time. So that's not going to take any extra time because it's something that you do every single day anyway, which is getting dressed, okay? So we all get up and we all get dressed. Even me, I mean, I work from home. As I'm recording this, it's coronavirus time anyway, and we're in lockdown, so nobody's leaving the house. But still, every single day when I get up, I do, I get dressed. And, what's really, really helped me in terms of feeling beautiful and confident and loving myself is really being very, very conscious on choosing clothes that make me feel confident and that make me feel beautiful. And, there's so many fun ways that you can do this. And like I said, it's not going to take any extra time because you're wearing clothes anyway. And it can really be something as simple as taking some time, aside. Like, and literally, if you follow me on Instagram, you can see this because I try and share it as much as I can on my stories. But today, for example, I've got greasy hair day, as I always like to call it, right? I'm about to wash my hair tomorrow. So the last few days, there's 2 days before I wash my hair again, it's always like kind of greasy. But a way that I kind of feel beautiful and confident on those days is I've figured out a few hairstyles that work really well for me, which is, wearing a bun like I'm today, and I like to wear a headband or like a headscarf like I am today. And, it took me a bit of extra time to kind of figure that out and like watch some YouTube tutorials on how to do that because I didn't know how. But now I do. And now it's literally such a great tool that I have every time when I'm wearing, because I don't want to wash my hair every single day, blow dry it. And then I have tools of how, even when I've got greasy hair in like 2 minutes, I can make my hair look beautiful and it makes me feel good. And I feel much more confident as I'm going, about my day. So that's all I want you to do is get, become conscious when you're choosing your clothes, when you're wearing your makeup, like I said, even when it comes to like how you're doing your hair, it can be anything. Every little bit makes a difference. So just do the best you can. If you've got a bit more time on your hands, you might want to go out and do some new shopping. I highly recommend secondhand shopping, because we also want to save the planet and it's super fun as well. Raid your sister's wardrobe like I always do. So just have some fun with this. The whole point is, like, again, the feminine energy is very playful. It's about wanting to feel fun and enjoy yourself. Like, we all crave that so much, and we actually, it's literally, again, it's just a choice. Like, everything that we do already, if we simply just make a commitment to having fun no matter what, you have fun no matter what. Like, that's the beautiful thing about it. So these are your tools to really start feeling confident and beautiful. It's simply just repeating that statement, like that affirmation, if you want to call it, that power statement of I feel beautiful and confident in my body as I am, just as I am, whatever feels right to you from the word choice. And just keep repeating it as much as you possibly can. Again, download the free training to get some more extra tools. They'll send you directly to your email. And, share with me on social media how you go, right? And you can tag me on Instagram. You can even tag me with your outfit. I'd love to see them. Use the, hashtag Be More Podcast with a little heart emoji at the end so I can see. I'd love to see your guys' outfits, and I'd love to, hear your insights and let me know how you guys go. Ask me any questions if you want. And also, ideally, I want you to do this for at least 10 days, because if you do it for 10 days, you'll really notice a difference. But ideally, for most of us, we really, it's pretty 20 to 40 days that you really want to consistently be doing that, because you'll start feeling the transformation, right? And we all have, like I said, our own journey. So everyone's going to go down a different path. You might add different things. Some of you might start, literally, if you do this for 20 days, you'll just start out of nowhere. Suddenly one day you'll just be like, I really feel like I want to like start, working out more, or like I want to start eating healthy food. Like, and it's a beautiful thing about this. It's no longer like, oh, I have to go working out, or I have to have this new diet because, I'm too fat or whatever, right? Like, these are the attack thoughts that we always think from our ego mind. But it comes from a place of joy and inspiration. You're like, just like, oh, that would be fun, right? And it's not, like I said, we all have our own unique journeys. So it's not about everybody doing the same thing. But I want to just, I would love you to try this one on for just, like I said, at least 10 days because what you're really doing is you're practicing to kind of get into that joyful feminine state. And that's when you'll actually hear your own intuition better, because the biggest problem we all have, and even when I'm working with people, like, my job isn't to, tell people what to do. It's just to kind of give people ways so they can hear themselves better, because that's, like I said, I don't have the answers any more than anybody else does, right? Like, the only thing I, do every single day is use these tools that I'm sharing with you guys to hear my own intuition more. And the more I do it, the more I actually hear my own, you know, intuition and my own guidance, and the easier everything, you know, really becomes. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I'm very excited to hear you guys' aha moments and insights. And in the next episode, we will look at why so often, you know, we don't just say the things that we want to say, and the power of using our own voice. I'm really excited for that. So it's going to come in 2 episodes again. And in the meantime, have a beautiful week, and I'll see you then. Thank you so much for listening to the Be More podcast. This episode is sponsored by my Inner Beauty and Power training. You can go ahead and watch my free Inner Confidence video training via the link in the show notes, on any of my social media channels such as Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn at Jen_Rotman, spelled ROTTMANN, or you can head to jenrotman.com.au. Any questions, or if you need support with anything, feel free to contact me via any of my social platforms anytime. Until next time, be your beautiful self, stay fierce, and have fun.